Liberty Place's completion in 1987 broke a long-standing gentleman's agreement to cap the height at 548-foot Philadelphia City Hall. Eight skyscrapers now best Billy Penn's perch, led by the 57-story Comcast building, which is the 14th tallest in the nation. Soon that cohort will grow to nine. Let's look aloft with Inquirer architecture critic Inga Safran. Inga, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
We broke the story on last night's show about this residential structure that will rise next to the Kimmel Center, and the architect Gene Cohn was quoted as saying it will change the skyline and neighborhood. To what extent do you agree?
Well, it won't entirely change the skyline. It will change Broad Street, South Broad Street in particular, because we're starting to see a lineup of very tall residential buildings on South Broad. So this fills in an important piece of that.
Most of these skyscrapers are not residential. They are business-oriented. And what is the relationship between skyscrapers and business? Which leads, which follows?
So what you're talking about is along the Market Street corridor. And historically, all the really tall buildings in Philadelphia have been office towers. And after Liberty Place broke the height limit in the mid-'80s, we saw a whole parade of these office towers.
Paradoxically, at a time when the city's population was continuing to level.
Right. We were still losing population, but we were building these downtown high-rise office buildings, as they were in many other cities, in the belief that we needed modern office space, and we did, with higher floor heights and more modern infrastructure, telephone lines, computer wiring, et cetera. So we built a whole bunch of them in the 80s, and then it all came to a crashing halt in the bust of the early 90s, and we've only seen two new office towers built in the last 15 years, the Comcast Tower and the Cira Tower, and maybe a couple of other sort of medium-height towers for hospitals.
What are some of the factors that account for merely two buildings going up in that interval?
I think the way businesses use space has changed. The demand has changed in Philadelphia. We're seeing a lot of consolidation of companies, a lot of downsizing of companies. It's really interesting what happened with SmithKline when they moved out of their Center City office tower. They moved to the Navy Yard, and they took only 25% of the space that they had previously had in Center City.
On a much smaller scale, we also reported this week on Sunoco transferring some of its employees to a suburban site. To what extent does this expose Philadelphia's lack of business-friendly policies, and specifically regarding taxing?
There's been certainly a lot said about the business taxes here, driving businesses out, the business privilege tax and the gross receipts tax and the wage tax. And these businesses are incredibly mobile, and they can just cross the border and reduce their costs. So, we have a hard time keeping them here purely on a financial calculation.
Let's speak specifically again about the tower going up on South Broad. Is it apt to beget competitors?
Well, I think it is interesting that it's the first condo tower to be proposed since the bust in 2007. And so that's really significant. We've seen a lot of proposals elsewhere in the city for high-rise residential, and some of them are actually going up. They're all rentals, but this is a condo building, and that's pretty heartening and significant. And, I think it does help to position South Broad Street more as a sort of grand residential boulevard.
One thing beyond dispute, it will certainly dwarf its neighbor, the Kimmel Center.
That's right. It is much taller than the Kimmel Center. But, this is, one of the reasons the Kimmel Center was built was to attract buildings like this. So this was intentional.
Inga, thanks so much for once again coming in to help paint the landscape in Philadelphia.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Inquirer architecture critic Inga Safran on NewsWorks Tonight.